Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Meg, a suburban mom, and I know that you, like so many moms especially, but parents in our area, really affected by everything that's happening and realizing that policy matters. Right, Meg? It's not just a boring thing on a piece of paper.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that was one of the big things that many of us, myself included, became awoken to during COVID, is how much our local government, how much policy matters, and it really does have a impact on people's everyday lives.
So take me through the latest numbers as we learn about school districts in Pennsylvania, and now the need for, and you think about kids who need free, you know, don't have meals, need meals in schools and all of that, but as well, kids who do not speak English or they speak very little English. And so what does that do to a school district?
Yeah, so we were looking into some of the immigration crisis that's obviously going on across the country, but especially in Pennsylvania. And on the Pennsylvania's Public Department of Education website, they actually had the English learner numbers, which are students who are learning English, and we found that there was a nearly 40% jump in 3 years. So the numbers went from around 72,000 to almost 100,000 in just 3 years. That's an increase of over 28,000 students, which is a lot of students to be entering the school system. And so we started submitting some public records requests and just getting an idea of some of the financial amounts. We estimated it could be costing taxpayers statewide almost $97 million a year in extra costs just to support these students. And then we also heard from parents who were having disruptions with their own children in the classroom, where their children were struggling to get the resources they needed because the resources were being diverted elsewhere.
And so, Meg, when I look at this, just to zoom out and remember the recent past, so we have in Pennsylvania, because we were under the reign of then Governor Tom Wolf, who enacted some of the strictest COVID shutdowns and rules in the nation. And especially here in Philadelphia, but really Pennsylvania. And remember, we all voted as the Commonwealth. Voters thought that he overstepped and overreached and limited the executive powers of the governor, not just Wolf, but moving forward because of what Wolf did. And so because of that, we have a mental health crisis. We have children who have all of these years of loss of learning and are trying to do catch up. And so what your investigation and the Daily Caller investigative group, and you're not alone, there are others certainly who've pointed this out and parents have pointed it out. I think, Meg, kudos to you and Jason Hopkins as you really brought all of this data together. And it's startling.
Yeah, it is. It's very startling. I mean, it's a lot of, I mean, I think for me, one of the questions I was asking myself is, well, where did all of these students come from? I mean, you know, almost 30,000 students in 3 years is a significant surge. And you really ask yourself, where are these students coming from? I think when you look into, we talk about the border crisis, but it's hard sometimes to get strong numbers because the last census was in 2020. But for me, as I was researching this, I just found that this was some really hard data to prove that we really, the crisis we really are experiencing in this country right now in regards to immigration.
And so, you know, 71,766 students who are apparently new students who are learning English as a second language. And so what is that as far as the resources? They have to spend all of this money to what? Bring in bilingual teachers, right? Is that part of it? Hiring, teachers who can translate.
Right. Yeah. There's different teachers. You think about in one of the districts provided us with information with a classroom where they found a kindergarten classroom had more than 50% of the students in the classroom were not English speaking students. They were English learner students. And you just think about the practicalities for a teacher. If you have a classroom of 20 kindergartners and you're trying to teach them how to learn to read and half the students don't speak English, well, how is that going to impact the other students who are there to learn as well? So, yeah, there's a lot of resources in terms of having to have adapted curriculum, hiring more teachers, And, it, you know, it puts a strain on the education system that is already, I think we could say, is already struggling to the points you made earlier with all the learning losses from COVID. We already see kids are already behind, and it's just putting further strain on that system.
And then is this a situation, because I have actually a girlfriend who's a teacher in Florida, and she's dealt with this. Is it a situation where their parents perhaps are working, let's say, you know, I'm thinking about the mushroom farms, I'm thinking about the different agriculture in Pennsylvania, but then they will leave at certain points. In other words, they're literally migrants who will go to where the work is. So they might be in Pennsylvania, then they might go to Florida, then they might go over here, over there. And so there's that going on, that they come and go. Is that something that you found?
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, obviously I don't know exactly why people are coming and going, but speaking with some people in education and also just looking at the numbers. So on the Pennsylvania Department of Education website, they have the English learner numbers for every school district in the state. So it's very comprehensive. Anyone can go and look themselves. And you do see that fluctuation in the numbers where sometimes, you know, obviously the trend line is all going up, but sometimes you will see one year it's a bit higher, it dips a little bit lower, and then it jumps up again. And I did speak with an educator who said this was a problem that they were having, is that sometimes they would have students who would come into the district, they would have to hire teachers and get all the resources in place to support these students, and then they might be gone 6 months later. So then you've spent all this money on these resources that might not even need anymore, but you're still in contract with different educators, or maybe you've already purchased curriculum or other materials. And so again, the local school district is carrying that financial burden, and you have these students who are then just coming in and coming out. It does seem like it's a lot of resources to be used in a very transient way.
And so which districts did you find that you feel that had the most, or that were overwhelmed as we go through the you know, it's 500 districts, and they have the interactive map, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah, I mean, one of the just big numbers, which is probably not surprising, was the number of students in the Philadelphia school district. Mm-hmm. I think it had grown by, just trying to look it up, nearly 7,000 students in 3 years. The Philadelphia school district went from 16,530 EL students to 23,337, which is a huge amount of students. And then I think another thing was just looking at some of the smaller districts. So you have districts that are maybe a little bit more mid-sized. They don't have as many resources. And what we found was there was, I think, over 100 school districts we identified that had at least a 50% increase in their number of English learner students in the past 3 years, which, again, when you have a smaller district, it's going to be the resources are not going to be as vast as a place like the Philadelphia School District. And, you know, one of my co-reporter, Jason Hopkins, had spoken with a mom who said her daughter might have to redo kindergarten because she was supposed to be in Head Start, which was a program to give help her with some additional learning needs. And she got kind of bumped out because of just the strain of the increase in English learner students in her district.
And so, you know, as far as this goes, you know, I don't think anybody's talking about it. We never hear the story, which is, I mean, not a shocker when I talk about news narratives. But is this, you know, from your standpoint, let's say in Bucks County, in our Philadelphia suburbs, is this a reason that then people are, I don't know, leaving the school district, or the parents themselves, you know, as your article points out, you know, for a Head Start child who, because the resources are focused on kids who are trying to learn English, then does the burden go on the parent? They're trying to homeschool, or they're trying to hire a tutor, or thinking about a private school.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that, like you're saying, people aren't talking about. I mean, I think this issue is going to become more prominent because it is a pressure, and it's not any fault of any of the children. Obviously, the children who are here, you know, they don't have any say in where right. they're being sent or where they're being sent to school. And that was something that the people we talked to made it very clear. But it is just a reality is that if you have a bridge, you can only put so many pounds across a bridge before the bridge collapses. And I think when we think about the issues that the illegal immigration crisis is causing in our country, is that these systems we have in place are not unending. Like the public yes. education system is not unending. There are there, you know, unless everyone, I know everyone's already struggling to pay their bills and pay for the huge increase in your grocery bill. I mean, I don't know that taxpayers necessarily want to see their taxes continue to go up to continue to put more resources into the public education system. But, you know, these resources are finite and there is going to at some point, I mean, people can ignore a crisis, but at some point it's all going to come to a head and there's going to be, you know, some more learning loss and more issues. And I hope that people are able to start talking about these things and really, really address the issue and that we can get our border under control so we can make sure that our own kids are getting the education that they need.
Well said. Meg Brock, thank you so much. Everybody's got to check out. It's a great article. It's comprehensive and you provide in it all of the links, especially if somebody goes online. So thank you so much, Meg. Always love hearing from you and great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, John. Thanks for having me.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.